Welcome to Right Here in Mass. We're a weekly podcast that features individuals throughout the Bay State who are on our radar and should be on yours. From the Berkshires to Boston, Cape Cod and the islands, tune in to learn about who you should know right here in Mass. Welcome back to another episode of Right Here in Mass. Joining me today is Nick Moniz, who oversees the entire Boston Hub complex, which is a multi-concept venue adjacent to TD Garden and North Station, anchored by Banner's Kitchen and Tap. Prior to that, Nick spent time opening concepts and learning the hospitality business with RA Ventures and Legal Seafoods. Nick is a bourbon aficionado and a terrible golfer, but he enjoys it nonetheless during downtime, along with traveling and seeking new experiences. Nick is passionate about radical hospitality and culinary excellence and is always looking to set a new bar in both. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ashley.
It's my pleasure. I know I gave a brief overview to our listeners what it is that you do, but I'd love if you could kind of start at the top and talk more about your career and what you're doing today.
Sure, absolutely. I think we'll start with the first and foremost. Obviously, things are so hot right now at TD Garden, you know, coming fresh off with Celtics victory and then last night the inaugural WNBA game hosted there. So really exciting times as we re-ramp up for the Bruins and Celtics season. And as fall approaches and, you know, football comes back around and college football. So it's really a fun time to be around the Boston Hub and having some good fun.
Absolutely. And with that, could you talk more about your role specifically, what you do and kind of how you got led into it?
Sure. It's been a whirlwind. I've always been an operator going back to childhood. My father worked for Coca-Cola, bought a liquor store when I was in high school. Mom owned a bakery. So, you know, looking back at the childhood, that's where it all started anyway. Obviously I've always been, you know, front of house, bartending, food and beverage, and it's always been kind of in my blood, if you will. Went to school, University of Rhode Island, had a unique opportunity to come up to Boston and, you know, work for Legal Seafoods, opened up a few concepts for them, and most notably, you know, left them and started working with RA Ventures for 110 Grill and Aviva Trattoria. So had some great, you know, learning everything from seafood to pizza to pasta to American pub. So really just well-versed and came on board to Delaware North and Patina Restaurant Group in shortly after the pandemic. Unique opportunity to open up Hub Hall. Hub Hall is unlike anything I've ever done. You know, 16 different food vendors in there, the best of Boston, you know, some heavy hitters with Greco. You know, obviously when we first opened, we had Boston Soup and Real House Oyster Bar with Charlie Lorner and the Navy Yard Hospitality Group. Smoke Shop Barbecue was involved. You know, we had some pretty high-powered chefs, and obviously anchored by Iron Chef Morimoto's Momosan Ramen and Sake. So really cool opportunity to sink my teeth into all different types of concepts again and help promote this brand of a food hall concept, and then obviously slowly get integrated with Banners upstairs. So upstairs, the Banners, it's a 10,000 square foot behemoth sports bar with anchored by a 40-foot screen. We call it the Dream Screen. So again, going back to sports and food and nothing better. So
absolutely. And for anyone who hasn't been to Banners, which Banners is one of my favorite places, I think it's such a fun experience. I'd love if you could just talk more about it. I mean, whether you're coming from a concert or a sports game or whatever it might be, it's just such a fun spot. So could you kind of explain more about it and kind of lay the land for people who might not have been there yet?
Sure. I think you nailed it on the head. I think for Banners in a nutshell, it's going after the model of the premier sports bar experience. And it goes beyond food and beverage for that matter. Yes, obviously, whatever we do with culinary aspects, and we have phenomenal craft cocktails. We have 85 draft beer lines coming up. But it's more than that. You know, it's that camaraderie. And I think the best way to describe it is check us out on a Celtics or a Bruins night or any big game. You know, we talk about the Super Bowl, talk about the Copa America just finished up. The Olympics was a huge draw for us. Anything that you want to watch and be involved with the experience and be part of other fans, it really goes beyond just food and beverage. The 40-foot screen is amazing. It makes you feel like you're sitting at the 50-yard line. It makes it feel like you're sitting in a cockpit watching F1 racing. So anything you can, if there's anything you ever want to watch on the screen, you want to watch it here.
Definitely. And I know that Banners has had a lot of exciting things going on between like new menu offerings and like parties and all these exciting events. So could you share what's kind of coming up for this fall or even this winter if you know that far in advance?
Sure, absolutely. I actually just got off our marketing call not too long ago, so as I might go a little bit quick because it just keeps on going. I apologize, and I get really excited about it. So I talk a lot with my hands, and I get just excited about it overall. So obviously, with college football starting back up, week zero is this Saturday. So four games we have response. We're partnering with Twisted Tea. We're doing a Twisted Tailgate package where it'll be a prefix menu, center cut table. Enjoy some Twisted Teas and obviously our new menu design. Fast forward, we're always leaning into our eat and play packages with Topgolf. We have three beautiful swing suites in here. We just ordered brand new sets of clubs. So obviously for those guests that are looking for more outside of food and beverage and eat and play, those packages are available daily. And then we're also putting together some daily tournaments that with some pretty kick-ass prizes, new golf bags, Pro V1 golf balls and so on and so forth. And obviously the big tickets will be tickets to the PGA Championship for the people who win. So a lot of stay tuned for those. And then obviously looking ahead for the Sunday, the tailgate experience, we're putting together a pretty remarkable brunch program coming up together, which will intertwine breakfast items, lunch program items, and then things that you would love to see at a traditional tailgate. Outside of going to Gillette, we want to make this place make it feel like it's a home run for you.
Definitely. And when you're planning those programs and offerings and events, like, how do you know what your ideal customers are looking for? Like, do any type of research or speak with them? I'd love to hear more about that process of ultimately planning what people would like to attend.
So it's always been exciting for me. All through childhood, played sports in college. So that whenever there's an idea that we can align an experience with a sporting event, that's what we want to do. And it's easy when you're passionate about it, I think. So for me, it's a natural reflection of the sports and food. I love it all. So how can we reinvent the wheel and make it something different is always, obviously, we have failed more times than we have put together some victories, but you celebrate those wins and you keep pushing and you can't be afraid to fail because it's you're not gonna try new things. And that's one thing that we have learned since the pandemic is you have to adapt, you have to try new things. People are looking for experiences like that, and just keep it fun and invigorating.
Definitely. And what would you say is something that's unique about Banners compared to any other place that people might go in Boston to watch a sports game or even just have fun with their friends?
Everything we do, to be honest, anchored by that 40-foot screen TV, I cannot, not many places boast that. And obviously, it is our baby. It is a lot of, TLC goes into maintaining that, and obviously, we thrive with it. It's a huge space, 580, close to 600 person capacity. So, again, makes it spread out, and it's a premier experience. The elevated offerings. We talked about radical hospitality. Although I don't really have the definition of that, I know what it's not. It's one of those things that everything we do is guest experience first, and obviously with excelling in the culinary aspect too, it's a good partnership and cohesion.
Definitely. And I'd love to talk more about your experience in hospitality directly. I mean, for anyone who's listening to this episode and is interested in pursuing any type of career within the industry, what's something you learned or what's advice that you have for them with getting started?
It's if you love hosting, and I think at the end of the day, that's where it starts. For me, obviously I have a degree in finance and accounting in the background. For me, that's just sitting in an office and crunching numbers all day. It just wasn't it. It's different every single day. That is the beautiful thing about it. It's controlled chaos. So getting comfortable with not knowing what is going to happen, but trying new things and meeting new great people from all walks of life. So that's what keeps me going. And if you're passionate about that, if you're passionate about hospitality, passionate about, putting smiles on people's faces through experiences, that's what it's all about.
Yes, I love that. And with your position as general manager, could you share more about what it is that you do or what your day-to-day might look like, knowing that this probably depends on the day itself and what's going on?
Sure. Calendar fills up quickly. That's for sure. I think the going joke is, you generally manage everything. It's so it's loosely defined. Some days I have to put my engineering ball cap on and making sure that, cubic metrics of feet per air per second is good for the HVAC so people are comfortable. Other days it's the marketing hat, which I'm, putting together new events going on and looking 30, 60, 90 days out. Some days it's, scheduling and P&L acumen. So it's really well-rounded. I think it's one of those things if you want to earn an MBA in the field, I think hospitality is the right way to do it. So you get a little bit of everything.
Great advice. And what would you say is coming next for Banners, like in the next year or even next few months? I know you have all these exciting events and programs, but do you see any innovation happening or just new changes that could really continue to make a great experience for your customers and guests?
Without a doubt. Obviously, as we, for so long, the West End has always been, geared towards TD Garden, Bruins and Celtics and concerts. And as we expand our reach and expand our footprint, we want to lean more into the ancillary sports, I call them, F1, soccer, everything across the sun. And then leaning into other fun events. You have Oktoberfest. How can we partner with the NFL and doing something for Breast Cancer Awareness Month? How do we lean more into Boston-specific ideas and concepts and have some fun with it for the seasonality of everything? Oktoberfest is be a huge opportunity for us and turn it into a brew house and have some fun and bring in some authentic German beer and have some fun with that. Ugly Christmas sweater parties with the Bruins Celtics happening in with the Bruins sweaters starting in December. We'll just keep on having fun with it.
Yes, so much fun. And with that, I'd love to hear more about the menu, which of course changes consistently to kind of have these fresh offerings for people. But what would you say is like your top favorite items on the menu, or what do you find that your guests consistently enjoy?
Sure. I think our pretzels that Eastern Standard Pretzel Company makes for us. Obviously, it's a top-notch pretzel, and then obviously we're partnering with Sierra Nevada to even put together our own mustard together in our proprietary blend to kind of really accentuate those flavors. Another great option is our championship ring, which is just a huge stack of onion rings. People love that every day, and I honestly think our smash burger can compete against In-N-Out out of California.
I love that. What would you say is something that you truly enjoy about Boston itself? Like, what do you think makes Boston the perfect location for Banners?
I mean, it's a sports mecca. They say that, Green Bay is title town. Let's be real. They can't compete with what we do in New England, so especially in Boston. Kudos to the Celtics, New England Patriots, and Bruins. So obviously, I think we're the real title town. So when you're a sports bar, I think being in the mecca makes it all happen.
Definitely. And with that, I mean, with so many exciting events going on within the city that brings people to Banners, I can imagine that it probably is very exciting to have that many people there, but also a little bit overwhelming to kind of juggle the influx of crowds. And so, how have you found a way to achieve that, to kind of successfully get people in without feeling overwhelmed with all these people kind of coming in?
Sure. I think it goes along with, our premier sports bar. So we do a really good job at controlling our doors. And it starts with training. Like honestly, without our staff, we wouldn't be anything. So obviously they are well-versed, well-coached, well-identified to how to provide safe alcohol service. I think it starts there with anything, especially in the sports bar aspect. But obviously it keeps them creative as well. So, when Toronto's in town, like how much Canadian whiskey can we bring in? So it's just, I think we adapt a little bit. We tweak to kind of cater to the crowds as much as we can. The premier experience is, we want people to enjoy it. We're not going to overcrowd. We're going to be very cautious. If you look around, I would love to get you some photos and invite you in. It's a very pretty space, to say the least, and we'd like to keep it that way.
Yes, absolutely. And you just brought up a great point, which I didn't even think about, which is thinking about the visitors that are coming. So people from other areas who are coming to see their favorite performer or their favorite sports team. And I think that's something that is really great to keep in mind, is just not only how you can cater to the hometown team, but also the people who are coming in for those events.
Without a doubt. And I think our biggest, example is that is the Super Bowl, right? Although we want the Patriots to be in every single year. Last year with Kansas City, Chef Ander brought in Kansas City dry rub and made his own unbelievable Kansas City style brisket. So things like that really have some fun with.
Definitely. And as we get closer to the end of this episode, one of my favorite questions to ask our guests is what their favorite local businesses are to support. So what would you say your favorite places are to frequent?
This is kind of an easy one. So obviously we have tremendous partners downstairs in Hub Hall, all of which are, I like to call them, the best of Boston. So when you're looking at other hospitality and other food outposts, Naco Taco, Lily Peas, Greco, Smoke Shop Barbecue, Sullivan's Castle Island is, you know, a bit of a nostalgic in Boston. Always a fun time to check out the brick and mortars when they're downstairs, and I'm excited to see their growth as well, and as they expand their small businesses into more.
Love it. And is there anything else you'd like to share as one last piece about banners and all the exciting things that are going on?
Looking for the Celtics to repeat next year. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Nick, I'd love it if you could now share with our listeners where they can find more about banners online in case you'd like to chat further or even come in and visit.
Sure. Obviously, Banners Kitchen and Tap, www.BannersKitchenTap.com. Obviously, links for Open Table. We stay ahead of it, and we have our best experiences go live on Open Table. So stay tuned. Obviously, check us out on online.
Obviously, awesome.
Don't hesitate to reach out.
Perfect. And I will link to those places in the show notes. That way, our listeners can click through and connect with you from there. But thank you so much again for being a guest on today's show.
Appreciate it, Ashley. Talk soon.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Right Here in Mass. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social media, and share our podcast with your network. See you next week.